With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Navajo Nation Department of Health has announced about 25,000 COVID-19 tests have been conducted. According to data from the COVID Tracking Project, that puts the reservation's residents at a higher testing rate than any state in the country. The updated numbers came toward the end of another weekend-long curfew, as the nation expects to reach its peak this month. Navajo Nation's stay-at-home order and nightly curfew remain in effect. A group of business leaders is suing Governor Jared Polis over his decision allowing Coloradans to gather signatures for ballot initiatives electronically. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
Polis says the coronavirus pandemic has made it almost impossible to gather signatures in person for causes ranging from paid family leave to a tax increase on the wealthy. He signed an executive order on Saturday allowing signatures to be submitted by email.
I think what's most important, though, is we don't let our democracy be a casualty of this pandemic.
But a group led by the CEOs of Denver International Airport, the Denver Broncos, and several other businesses is suing Polis, saying his order goes too far. They say the state constitution requires signatures to be gathered in person, and Polis should not have the power to change that. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.